Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Can you hear me? Can you all hear me? I'm on this bus, and I hope and trust that I don't have too much noise here.
Amen.
I want to try to give you all a few verses real quick, and then I'm going to get out the way and let the speaker come. From around, I got 1,000 people around me. I want my sister and brothers to understand something here real quick. Jesus is waiting. Jesus truly waiting, but yet he's getting tired. He's getting tired of our sinful ways. He's getting tired of us not coming and basically rushing and running into his open arms. I want to open up today with the 40th verse of Psalm, 40th chapter of Psalm. And I'm going to skip around a little bit, but I want to give you a few verses. You all just bear with me. Let's start with verse 1. He says, I wait patiently for the Lord. And he inclined right, unto me, and he hear my cry. You know what I'm saying? Do you all hear what he's saying? He says, I wait patiently for the Lord.
Yes,
and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry.
Yes,
he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the marl clay. And he set my feet upon a rock. And establish my going. He has put a new song in my mouth.
Yeah.
Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Now, I want you to hold right there for a moment. I'm going to skip down. I'm sitting there reading this here, and it's just kind of stuck with me. Listen to this here. This is good. This is just so good. I don't know how this. Verse 1 says, I wait patiently.
Mm-hmm.
You all hear that, sisters and brothers? He said, I wait patiently.
Mm-hmm.
And then upon my waiting, verse 4 said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust.
Huh.
And repeat
yes,
yes. Not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Don't get caught up in the devil ways. Don't get caught up in his lies
yes,
that the devil has
yes,
for you.
He wants
to fill you on nothing but lies. That's all Satan has for you. The devil has no good for you. Listen to this here. Listen to this here, brother. But I say, O Lord, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God, O my God, yet thy law is within my heart.
Yes.
Listen to this. This is the book of Psalms. So when you all get a chance, go to the book of Psalms, the fourth chapter, and just read about what Brother D is telling you. Let's look at verse 13. I'm going to get out the word in a minute. I won't hold you long. I'm going to get out the word. Listen to verse 13. Says, he says, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. See, he knows in need. He wants to run to God. He said, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me.
Yeah.
O Lord, make haste to help me. Look what he says now. I got one more verse. I just got to get my brother here.
Come on, just go right ahead. Come on, Devo.
Look at verse 16 says, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let search as love thou salvation. Say continuously, the Lord be magnified. Oh, praise his holy day. Praise his holy day. Look at the last sentence there. The Lord be magnified. This we got to be sensitive. We got to magnify the name of the Almighty God. We got to magnify the name. We got to trust in the Lord. We got to believe that God is just who he said he is, and we got to believe that he's a rewarder, and he's coming. He's truly coming back. I won't hold you guys, so I got noise here. But I want you, my sisters and brothers, when we get a chance, go to the 40th book of Psalms and read it. You see where he started out with saying, I wait patiently. And he says that we got to magnify the name of the Lord. This thing may not come when you want him, but he's on time. God has never lost his soul. God has never been late, and he ain't about to start being late. Just trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
We're gonna bow our heads for the word of prayer. I want my sister and brother that's listening, Father, if you would just bow your heads, pray along with us as we pray. Give God your heart, as always. Give God your ear. Let the Lord have his way. Father God, we come to you this evening. Lord, we find that we just trusted in your word today. We just trusted and believed, Lord, that you are just who you say you are. We believe that you are God and that you're God all by yourself. We're trusting and knowing and believing that you sit high, Lord, and that you look low. We're trusting, Father, and we're believing that one day you're going to come back, that you're going to put one foot on the land and one foot on the sea, and that you're going to declare this thing to be over with, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Father, we're praying right now at that point in time, Lord, that we'll be able to hear you say those magical words, say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come on home and take thy rest. Lord, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rule over a minute. Father, we find that this world we're living in today that's killing us just gone. Like the June bug chasing the summer sun, they're just killing each and every day. You're afraid to turn your TV on right now for fear of a killing that took place or some child and then snatched. But Lord, we're patiently waiting. We're patiently waiting. We're trusting in your word, knowing and believing that you are and that you will. We ask that you just continue to bless, continue to keep us, Lord. Give us strength to hold on and just guide us each and every day. Guide us, Father, through this troubled land. We know that you're able,
Lord.
Father. We just believe that. One day soon, that we'll see your face.
Yeah.
Face to face. We trust and believe,
thank
Lord, in you. And we ask that you just keep us, Father. Keep us right now. We pray, Father, that you bless the speaker today, that each and everything that she have to say, that someone would hear it, that they would incline to believe that the word is true. We pray and believe, Father, that you would touch someone's soul today, that would make them say, what must I do to be saved. Yes, he's just trusting and believing that someone will hear the word and it will resonate within their heart. Let it rest and abide upon them right now. Father, give us strength, Father. Give us strength right now to carry on. Give us strength to be able to tell someone about you. Give us strength to be able to go and teach the word that someone would accept it as being true. We know, Father, that Satan is busy. Satan is truly busy. They say them have people believing that right is wrong and wrong is right. But Lord, we just trusting and we believing in you. And we ask that you just continue to hold us and guide us, Father. Give us strength as we go through this day. Bless this service, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And if your heart say amen, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes. Father, we just trust it. See, we just trusting and believing. We know that the word is true, and we're just trusting and believing that we're going to be able to see him face to face one day. And we're truly trusting and believing. He's going to hear the words, say, well done. Some of us going to hear the part from me. But those are words you don't have to hear, sister. You don't have to hear the Lord tell you the part from me for your workers of iniquity. You can get on board right now while the blood is not warm in your veins. You have a golden opportunity right now. You have a chance to hear the word day and night. You got a chance to hear. This word, God has made a way through Brother Dog. And we say it all the time, Brother Dog, God has made a way that you are able to have church, have service, really Monday through Friday. Some of us do it Saturday and Sunday. There's no reason to be lost. You don't have to be. You don't be caught up in the wiles of the devil. You can shake him loose right now by just simply grabbing God's holy hand. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is just tell the Lord right now, Lord, I've sinned, and I've sinned against thee. I've tried everything under the sun. I've done it my way long enough. My way has led me to nothing but hell, damn, and destruction. I want to get right, and I want to get right with you, Lord. I want to see you face to face one day, Lord Jesus. That's all you got to do. If you just simply pray that simple prayer, God will heal. He's in the healing business. And I'm going to tell you a little secret before I get out of the way. The little secret that I got for you today is that God wants to heal you. He don't want you lost. I promise you, he wants to heal you.
Amen, and that's the truth. In
the name of Jesus. God wants to heal you. Brother D, hope and trust he says something today on this bus. I think people are looking at me like I'm crazy, but that's all right. And the Bible says if you shame the old man, doubt it before man. He said, I'll be shamed on you before my Father's in heaven. So those that's looking at me right now, they need to get their phone and tune in and hear the word themselves right now. At this time, we're going to turn the service over to the speaker. Amen. Amen. Come on, T. Come on, T. Come on. Come on.
Amen. All praise and glory belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for Brother D and the little message he gave. I was waiting for him to just go ahead and do it because he can. It's in him. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for the fact, praise God, that he just acknowledged, I don't care who hear me, I am not ashamed of my God. And that is a blessing all by itself. And I laughed because he was hitting all over my message. But, you know, I thank God. I thank God for the song the Brother Dog played. I never would have made it. You know, when we look back over our life, glory be to God, it's a lot of us can truly say, most of us, I never would have made it if it was not for God. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus Christ has pulled us on through our sins and everything that we was going through, and blessed us, set our feet on solid ground, and you know, he keeps his arms around us day and night, every day. He is with us, but the question is, are we with him? And I just thank God for that today. We're going to go into the message today. I don't really have a subject, but we're going to talk on the 51st chapter of Psalms. But before we go to the 51st chapter, now, I see you laughing. You're going all into the message. Before you go into the 51st chapter of Psalms, We just need to back this up a little bit. Glory be to God. You know, God is so merciful. He is so merciful. And this just let us know how much God loves us. He loves us so much. We do some dumb things. We do things that we know is against the will of God, but we do it anyhow. And God is not pleased with that. You know, oftentimes we talk about David. David is a good example of some of the ways that we are. But what I love about David, he didn't hesitate to pray to God. But let us go back. Let us go back. And I'm going to be reading some. I'm going to be talking some. But let us go back to the 11th chapter of 2 Samuel. And we're going to go from the 25th through the 27th verse. Then we're going to go to the 12th chapter of 2 Samuel, because it's going to take all this for us to get to this point, to the 8th. And we're going to go from the 1 to the 8th verse. Then we're going to jump down to the 13th verse. Then we're going over to Psalm 51. Okay, now, this is after David had Uriah killed. David at this point really had no remorse. Being the king, and this is his army, he did not think about what he did. He just did it because he's the king and he could get away with it. But one thing I learned, I don't care how much you say you can get away, you can't get away from God. Now, look at David today in this chapter. Now, David had Uriah killed, but he did this undercover. He in secret. He didn't want nobody to know that he had did it. But little did he think about that God saw everything and knew what he was going to do before he did it. Verse 25 of the second chapter of the 11th chapter of Samuel, 2 Samuel. Then David said unto the messenger, this the messenger said that Joab sent to tell David that Uriah was dead. Then David said unto the messenger, thus saith, thus shalt thou say unto Joab, let not this displeased thee. Now listen, this is David sending this message. Let not this displease thee, for the sword devours thee as well as another. I'm sorry, devours one as well as another. Mayst thou battle more strong against the city and overthrow it and encourage thou him. Now, you look at this message he sent back to David. There is no remorse in his message at all. But what he did do, he sent a message to encourage Joab not to be concerned or overly bothered about the fact that you had Uriah killed. Then he turned around and he said in his message that the sword devours one as well as another. So strengthen yourself. And he told the one that was carrying the message, the messenger, he said, encourage him. See, there was no remorse, excuse me, whatsoever in this message from David. There was no remorse in David from killing his neighbor's husband. There was no remorse in David from taking or sleeping with his neighbor's wife. He was the king. He did what he wanted to do. And it never came to his mind that he had sinned against God. The only thing on his mind at this point, when he had Uriah killed, that Bathsheba was pregnant by him, and as Uriah was not listening to him so that he could cover his sin, He had him killed. Glory be to God. This let us know. That's why we should pray constantly, read our Bible constantly, because we're never beyond sinning. It takes God to keep us, not just one day, but every day. We got to dwell on God. We got to not sin. We got to pray. We got to stay read up. We got to stay prayed up. And we got to stay Jesus up. We got to talk to Jesus day and night. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was over, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife and bare him a son. Now, mind you, but the thing that David did had done displeased the Lord. What he did displeased God. God was not satisfied with that. Then I looked up the mourning period that Bathsheba went through. See, David had to work fast. She only mourned her husband for 1 week. 1 week. And David took her in as his wife because he didn't want anybody to know that he had already taken her, slept with her. Already she was pregnant, but not by her husband. So he had to do a quick wedding. So what he did, he let her mourn for those 7 days. Then he immediately took her as his wife. So no one would know that she was pregnant by him. Now this is, look at the fact that David at this point still had no remorse. David did not think about what he had done. David did not think about that he had sinned. And not only had he sinned against Uriah and Bathsheba, he more than anything had sinned against God. And the Lord sent Nathan the prophet unto David. And he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. Oh, glory be to God. You know, God had a way of getting his point over to you. And the rich man had exceeded many flocks and herds. But the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nurtured up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat off his table, of his own meat, and drank off his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. Now, he using a parable, but that one ewe lamb was Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. He only had her. He didn't have the silver and gold that David had. He didn't have the money that David had. He didn't have the army that David had. He didn't have a tent. I could even go lower than that. He didn't even have a fourth of what David had. He didn't have anything but his wife, his family. That's all he had. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock. Look at the rich man now. He wouldn't take his own. And to his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. Now he put this in a parable for David to actually see and understand what he was saying. And yes, David conceived what he was saying, but he didn't conceive the fact that this was him. So So verse 5 said, and David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that has done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the land fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Now, do you see how good David caught on basically himself? David had no pity against what Bathsheba. He did not feel bad or have any empathy or sympathy for what he had done. Now look at Nathan. Nathan said to David, thou art that man. Thus shall the Lord God of Israel, I anoint, now thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anoint thee king over Israel, and I deliver thee out of the hand of Saul. Now look how God's doing now. God loved David, but he wanted David to see his fault so he could repent. And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. In other words, God wanted David to see what he had done for him. And, you know, he loved David so much. He said, well, if it had not been enough, I would have given you more. Glory be to God. David didn't realize at this point just how blessed he was. Now, I'm going to jump down to 13, and we're going over to 51. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also has put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Glory be to God. Now look at this. Once Nathan finished telling David the parable of the rich man and the poor man, and David saw what the parable was giving him, and he was upset, but Nathan had to make him see that if this is you, I am speaking of you. But then, think about it, after all that God had said to David, I'm going to tell you, after this, David had no more peace, even though God has forgiven him. The Lord also has put away thou shalt not die. Now look at David. Now we're going on over to Psalms 51. After Nathan talked to David, David had no peace anymore. See, when we do wrong, and God began to nag at us, we have no peace. We have nobody to talk to. We have nowhere to turn. When he began to nag at us like he did David, he is wanting you to repent of your sin. Now, mind you, Nathan told David that God had already forgiven him. But see, David knew he still needed to repent. So over to the 51st Psalm, verse 1 said, David was saying, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitudes of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. Have mercy on me. You know, we know, not a shadow of a doubt, that we serve a merciful God. For if we didn't serve a merciful God, brother and sister, we wouldn't be here. When you look at the sin covered from one end of the earth to the other, glory be to God. God have mercy on us, and he give us a chance to repent and be saved. David was suffering. He was suffering because he didn't have peace because of what he did, and he had sinned against the Almighty God. So he said, have mercy upon me. Then he said, have mercy upon me according to your loving kindness. Listen, brothers and sisters, there is no man on this earth that has the loving kindness that God has. God is so loving and so kind to us that he's willing to forget and forgive the things that we do if we will just turn and repent and seek him. Turn from the things that we do and don't do them anymore. For God loves us. He don't give up on us. He does not give up on us. Then he said, blot out my transgression. In other words, blot out my sin. See, in this case, he said, is a violation against the law of God. Glory be to God. Now you look at the law of God in Exodus 20, where the chapter 20, where he wrote, where Moses wrote the Ten Commandments that God had given him. Glory be to God. God gave those Ten Commandments. And verse 13 said, thou shalt not kill. Verse 14 says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Now, David has already, glory be to God, has already violated two right off the bat. What did he do? He killed Uriah. He didn't kill him himself, but he had him killed, so he might as well have went out there and killed him himself. It's the same thing, because he had sent the word to Joab to have him killed. So David had Uriah killed. Thou should not commit adultery. He did all of this because he slept with his neighbor's wife. And look at God. See, God, you might do it in secret, but God's going to show up, and he's going to show you up. He's going to show you on the highest mountain. See, after David slept with this woman he should not have slept with, she became pregnant because he was wrong. And see, God loved David. But at this point, God was not satisfied. See, our Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart. David didn't have a problem repenting. David didn't have a problem serving God. But at this point, when he saw Bathsheba out there bathing, he wanted her. She was beautiful. He was lusting her. But he was another man's wife. And because Uriah wouldn't go home and sleep with his wife, David had no choice in his mind but to have him killed and to take Bathsheba for his wife so he could claim his child. And he thought no one would never know the difference. But God knew. God knew all about it before it happened. Blot out my transgression. In other words, he wanted God to just erase his sin. He didn't want anybody to know about his sin. But see, now he knows that God knows, which he should have known at first, but the fact that he had no sympathy, he didn't go that far in his mind to recognize that he had sinned against God. So now he's asking God to erase my sin. But now, mind you, if you remember, in the 13th verse of the 12th chapter, Nathan told him God has already forgiven him, and he will surely not die. But at this point, David was so wrapped up into the sin that he had committed, he couldn't think of anything, but he did what he should have did, was fall on his knees and pray. Glory be to God, because it's only God that can forgive you. God, Jesus Christ, they're the only one that can forgive you your sins. But when we do things, you look at, you even hear on the news, somebody killed somebody and have no remorse. Don't even feel bad that you killed somebody. Glory be to God. That's a cold-hearted person that not only will kill that one, but will continue to kill because he has no remorse and he does not care about the life of his brother. Glory be to God. That is the work of the devil. Satan has got into your mind, into your head, into your heart, and give you the mind to kill, and you're doing his work for him. Now, mind you, brothers and sisters, Satan still get into God's people, but we got to be strong. We got to pray. We got to have the strength to say, loose up out of here, Satan. I'm not going to do it. I am a child of God, and in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You got to speak out. You got to let Satan know that you will not follow his lead. You will not do the sin that he wants you to do. But we have to be strong. And this let you know that even children of God can get weak. David worshiped God. David loved God. But his lust, the lust of the flesh, made him weak. Weak enough to kill and to commit adultery. But now he recognizing his sin. He is repenting. He is suffering. He has no peace. Then he said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And he knows the only one that can wash you from your sin is God. Glory be to God. When we receive the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, we are thoroughly washed in the blood of the Lamb. And our sin are forgiven us and is thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Glory be to God. So David, this is a sad story. And this prayer is very touching because of what he went through. But then, see, this is what we don't want to do. David said, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Glory be to God. How many of us, when we do something, we acknowledge our transgression? How many of us go to God and say, Lord, forgive me, for I did this and I did that, Father God. I know I was wrong. Father God, cleanse me. Make me brand new. Glory be to God. Sometimes we have to ask God to look on us. Clean us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Wash us through and through so that we can be like him. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And this is what David wants to do. He wanted God's forgiveness. Even though he was already forgiven, he had to suffer. See, this is that suffering, repentance. that David is going through that people today don't know anything about. Glory, hallelujah. That suffering repentance that he's going through. He said, for I acknowledge my transgression. I acknowledge my sin, Lord. And my sin is ever before me. See, God wouldn't let him forget. Glory be to God. I can imagine even when David went to bed and slept, his sin was still worrying. Day by day when he got up, his sin was still worrying. Glory be to God. Because he not only sinned, but he had no pity, he had no sympathy whatsoever. He had no remorse. And God was very, very, very displeased. And then he said, against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speak and be clear when thou judgest. See, David knows he's going to be judged one day. David have no plans on going to hell, though he sinned. Look at the repentant spirit once Nathan made him understand what he had done, that he had had no remorse whatsoever. Once Nathan made him understand that, then he began to repent of his sin because God wouldn't give him a break. You know, God said, whom I love, I chasten. Yes, he chastened David. David was going through a hard and rough time. Glory be to God. He was going through a rough time. And while he was going through that, I just can imagine how he was seeing what he had did to cause Uriah to die, how he had taken that man's wife and got her pregnant, how he tried to cover it up. Brother and sister, we can't hide from God. Glory be to God. We can do whatsoever we think we can do to try to cover up our sin. But brother, let me tell you something. God got all eyes that's going to and fro and in the soul. There is nothing he don't see, and there is nothing he don't know. So why should we sin and try to hide it from God rather than not sin? Get on your knees and pray and ask God to bless you and make it through this lustful time or this hard time. This time you want to harm your brothers and sisters. This time you want to steal from your mother, your father, your friend, your enemy, whoever you can steal from. This is the time that we need to pray while it's on our mind rather than letting it come to fruition. We need to pray before we commit that sin. When Satan put that in our minds, brothers and sisters, let us begin to repent immediately. Lord, I need you. I don't have the strength. You know God know what's in you. Don't feel like you're weak before God. Before God, we are all weak. But through him, we are strong. Once we go to him and acknowledge, Lord, I don't have the strength. Glory be to God, to go through this. I don't want to do this, Lord, but I don't have the strength to turn away. Glory be to God. That's just like an alcoholic. He want to stop drinking, but he don't have the strength to turn away and don't have the mind to call on Jesus to give him the strength, to give him the power not to drink anymore. Don't you know, brothers and sisters, that God will do it? He will do just what we ask him to do if we would just open our mouth, acknowledge him, and ask him. Then it said, cleanse me from my sin. Glory be to God. He asked God to cleanse him from his sin. See, David's sin, God was making him go through some stuff. That was great. But he wanted, that's why he asked God to blot out his transgression, because it was such a burden. The pain was so great on him for what he did. He had no peace. He wanted God to cleanse him from it so that he wouldn't even remember it no more, because he was suffering. He was suffering. God was chastising him. God was whipping him good. See, God forgive us, mind you. He told Nathan to let him, David, know he has already forgiven him. But he never said he was not going to make you suffer for what you did. He never said that. We have to suffer for the things that we do, brothers and sisters. We think we done got away with things. God is looking at us, and we will pay for everything that we have done against God. Every time we break the law that God has set before us, that is supposed to be written on the tables of our hearts, God is not pleased, and he will chasten us for the things that we do. Yes. He will still save you, sanctify you, fill you with the precious Holy Ghost. But when we sin, he will chasten you. He's our Father. And it is his job to whip us when we are wrong. He whip us because he wants us to be with him. We should always remember Jesus came to this earth so that we can be saved, so that we can go and be with him and the Father in paradise. Okay, so David broke these commandments. David wanted forgiveness so bad. And he repenting in this 51st Psalm. But Luke 13:3 says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. If we don't repent of our sins, brothers and sisters, we will go to hell. The Bible, Marion is not saying it. Sister Marion is not saying it, but I'm telling you what thus say the Lord. Glory be to God. And in that verse, that was Jesus speaking, Acts 2:38. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You hear a lot of people say, I want to be saved. I want the Holy Ghost. But they don't want to do what it takes to receive it. They don't want to do what it takes to receive it. Glory be to God. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Glory be to God. Confession is made. Confession of our sin. Glory be to God. As we confess of our sin, God takes those sins and throw them into the sea of forgiveness. For he has already forgiven you as you confess your sins. Glory be to God. Some of us ashamed to go to God and admit what we did, but what you're ashamed about, he already knows. He's just waiting for you to tell him and repent of it. Trust him. Love him. He's just waiting on you. Then David said in verse 4, against thee only have thy sin and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest and be clean when thou judge. Look at David. Look how humble he done got. God has made him suffer so he has been able to sow such and see the things that he has done wrong, and he went to God and let God know, Lord, against you and you only have I sinned. Because when you look at the things that God has did for David, glory be to God, from the time he was a young man up to this point, look at the things that God had did for David. So, yes, David had much to repent of. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care how rich he was. You don't have so much money that God came with you. Glory, hallelujah. Say, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Yes, we are all born in sin because of the sin of Mother Eve and Father Adam. We are all born in sin. But then Jesus sent us back a way out of our sin, a way to be forgiven. But we seem to have forgotten that. And I just read it. Romans 10:9-10. We only got to confess with our mouth that we believe that Jesus Christ, that we believe Jesus Christ, and shall believe in the, and we shall believe in our heart that God has raised up from the dead. We got to know that we know that we know that Jesus walked this earth. Excuse me. Some people don't want to believe that Jesus walked this earth. Some people don't want to believe that God, Jesus came from heaven, that Jesus is the Son of God. People want to question God's doing. That is a sin all by itself. How can you question the one that is was living long before heaven and earth was created? The one that was living long before we was born. But see, what we got to understand, Jesus was here all the time with his Father. For he said, when God made heaven and earth, he said, I was there. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. So David came back to himself in all the suffering that he went through, and he repented of his sin. And rather than us repent, you know what we say? Lord, I don't know why I'm going through this. I'm just suffering. I can't do this, and I can't do that. I can't pay my bills. I can't buy my kids no clothes. I can't do this. I can't do that. And we don't want to look at our sin and ask God to forgive. Once we ask God to forgive us our sin, glory be to God, we will receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus made a way for us to have salvation, for us to receive salvation. And brothers and sisters, it is free. There is no charge for the Holy Ghost. Not once in this Bible did God say you're going to have to pay $50 if you broke, $100 if you got a little money, $1 million if you rich. God never asked for that, for he said in his word, silver and gold is mine. The cattle on a thousand hills is mine. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. So why would God tell us if he was hungry? There was nothing we could do. So he wants us to recognize if we would just turn to him. Stop trying to fix it ourselves, brothers and sisters. You got some prideful people. Prideful. Their pride is going to cause the downfall. Because of my pride, I'm not going to get on my knees. Because of my pride, I'm not going to humble myself to that preacher. I'm not going to humble myself to even to God. So why should I humble myself? Brothers and sisters, it is your humbleness that will get you to heaven. Because when we are humble, we're going to do exactly what God. Now I'm going to read two verses. I'm going to close. My time is up. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. That's what happens when you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Glory be to God. See, David wasn't feeling that happiness anymore. He didn't feel joy in his spirit anymore because he had sinned against the Almighty God. When God forgives you and you repent of your sin and become a new man, the joy of the Lord will return to you. Glory be to God. Then you can say the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because it is the joy of the Lord that get us through day by day. Brothers and sisters, if you don't have no joy, I advise you to pick up your Bible, fall on your knees, and find the joy that God has for you. So let us remember this message. Let us not sin. Because when we go to sin, God began to nag at our spirit for us to recognize something is not right. And we have a nerve to overlook that and do what we're going to do. Brothers and sisters, let us turn to God and ask him to wash us so that we may be clean. Back into your hands, Brother B. Okay, glory be to God. Brother Dan said earlier he was on the train.
I'm here, T. I'm here. Okay. I just got, trying to know what's going on. Just making an announcement here. Sister and brother, we hope and pray that something was said today, as always, is going to touch your heart. And we said it's on the time, and the reason we said it is because we know that God is real. And once you allow yourself to be touched by God, then you will know that he's real. This is why we constantly tell you that we hope and trust that something be said that will touch your heart, tweak your mind, make you say, what must I do to be saved? There's like it. There's no replacement for it. There's just nothing you can do. Once you receive the salvation that God has to offer for you, then you will know that this world have nothing for you. It's all fake. Everything the devil offers is fake. It looks good. Oh, it shines. It definitely looks good, but it's no good for you, and it's no good to you. The end is just destruction. God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly, for he already said it in his word. We hope and pray again that we say something that will make you want to say, I can't wait until next week. We can tune in again. And I tell you guys all the time, I want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. So at this time, we're going to ask Brother Dog if he will come back. And we're going to turn this thing over into the hands of Brother Dog. Amen.
Brother Dog,
oh,
Brother
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Just giving my announcement.
Amen.
And before you turn it to Brother Dog, Brother D, pray us out, okay?
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Just to announce, asking each and every one of you to be back with us on tomorrow night, same time, same station, for a time of reflection. For God truly always has a word for you. So at this time, we're going to turn it back into the hands of Brother Dave.
Hey, man, I just know it's got me rushing here. Trying, every time I get a little clear spot, I try to speak as quick as I can. I want each and every one that's listening to you by your heads, give God your heart. Give God your ears. And as we go to tell God, thank you. Father God, we come back before you just to say thank you, Father. We thank you for the word today, Father. We thank you for the speaker that spoke today. We ask that you will continue to bless, continue to keep, Lord Jesus. Continue to shine your blessing down upon us. Father, we ask that you would touch the hearts of those that are listening. Give them strength to say, Satan, you cannot keep me. You just can't steal my joy no longer. I will not let you hold me away from my Lord and Savior any longer. We ask that, Father, that you just touch their hearts, their mind, bodies, and their souls. Let them know that you are God and God all by yourself. Let them know that you are the true foundation. Everything Satan has to offer is all faith. God, we love you, Lord, and we place no one above you. Father, these bless the moment, and we ask in your darling Son Jesus' name. Every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother.
I appreciate it. All right, Sister Mary, you can go ahead. I'm not going to play a song today. And we thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Like you said, same time, same station, God's willing. God will.
Amen. Amen. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Okay. All right, guys. We're not going to hold you here long today. So if you got any announcements or anything, I want to apologize to the audience there. We're not going to be on that long today. Boy, they got me beat down right now. So if you got any announcements, Mike, here, come on in and tell us what you got going on for this weekend. Kid, if you got anything, wheelchair, anybody out there that's got anything, hit the one button and come on, let's get this thing over with. Ain't going to be here for long. It's going to be here for a short while. Not long. So hit the one button if you got any. Anything you need to put out.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do.
Hello.
Good
evening, good evening. Mr. Jeremiah, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, what's going on with you, dog?
Look here, man. I got a serious question I'm going to ask you. And I'm going to ask you because you've been through this so many times. And I want to know, I was going to ask the general public on the radio, but I changed my mind. I'm not going to hold that long. And I'm finna ask you a serious question, Jeremiah.
Okay.
It ain't no good question, but it's a serious, and I want your honest answer. I don't want no jive. Just tell me what you think, your opinion. But if you know anything inside about it, I need to know the truth. You ready for this? You ready for this question? Jeremiah. Now we know how when you're having intimate relations, man and woman. Now, sometimes they use toys and everything. You know, we use toys. Sometimes we use toys, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna ask you a question. If a man wants a woman to use a toy on him, tell me what that means. I mean, is that
he's a fag?
Come on, Jim. There's no getting around it
because there are only so many toys you can use. You can use vibrators, which those are your roses and different things of that nature and whatnot. Now, I've had a chick to take a vibrator and put it on my balls while she was sucking my dick, and that shit felt different.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
Oh,
Lord. But I'm going to say this. That little bitch was a freak, and I fell in love with her, right? Now, she unexpectedly did it. I ain't expect it to happen, but I will be like, oh, okay, yeah, no, that shit was different. Now, after about 30 seconds of that, it started to feel uncomfortable, and I said, don't do that again. You see what I'm saying? So so I've never had nobody personally try to play with the other types of toys that you have, because the only other toys that you have is beads and dildos. So that means that there's only three types of toys.
Hold up, you just hit it now. I wasn't going to stop you because I wanted you to go all the way. Dildo. Now, if you're a man now, and you got a woman friend. Now, I ain't saying no man friend, but I'm saying a woman friend.
Yeah.
And you got a dildo, and you tell that woman friend to penetrate you. Well, tell me about what that means.
You're a fag. You're a fag. It's no getting around it. Don't even try to say that you're bisexual, because there's no such thing. Is bisexual. You're either heterosexual or you're homosexual. So, and in that situation, if you ask a woman to do that, you're a homosexual. You can try to hide from it. You can try to run from it. But it's calling your name, and you are answering it. You just are answering it, and you hiding it behind a woman. But you're a fag. Yeah, you're a fag.
Jeremiah, I'm asking you to answer this on a general thing. I ain't trying to tell your personal experience and that. I'm just telling you just your worldly knowledge. Your worldly knowledge.
Yeah.
You still said even if it's a woman that asks you.
Even if it's a woman, you a fag, because it's something that you desired or you wanted to happen. You've been wanting to be. When they go to the doctor and they get that finger put up their ass, if they don't clench and like fight back, it's because they actually been wanting a finger in their ass, right? So what happens is with a dildo, you got to understand a man's prostate is in his backside. At the end of the day, once that's been touched from a certain type of angle and size and different things, from a medical standpoint, my son's mother's a medical doctor. From a medical standpoint, it's the same equivalent of a woman's hymen being broken. That's what stops her from being a virgin once her hymen is broken.
Jeremiah, what if you maybe was high, then, you know, you're drunk?
Listen, let me tell you something. A drunk mind speaks a sober tongue. So what happens is if you was drunk and that shit happened, that's something you already wanted to happen. It's just you had the courage now. And the excuse. See, a lot of people, what they want is they want like the accountability excuse, which means I was drunk. You know, you ever fucked a chick and she lied and say she was drunk? No, before she got drunk, she said to herself, I will fuck this nigga. But she felt like a hoe because y'all had just met each other. So once she got that oil in her system, that was her accountability cover right there. And she was able to say, well, I was drunk. So that's the reason why I did ABC. Now, you wanted to do it before you left the house. You said,
I understand everything you're saying, and I call you, and this is a serious question that I want to know. But, Jeremiah, I don't agree that just because a man did that, he had to be a fag, though, Jeremiah. I mean, because Jeremiah, he got to be a fag just because he wanted that done.
No, he's a fag. He's a fag. There's no getting around it. There's no kind of sugarcoating it. There's no. I tell my mother all the time, stop enabling niggas. And I don't enable people. Now I play a lot with a lot of shit, but anytime you let something touch your asshole, I'm gonna tell you this, man. Anytime you fucking a bitch and a bitch grab you by your ass cheek and say deeper, you should tell that bitch, hey, bitch, I don't play like that. A bitch should never feel comfortable with. I almost slapped the shit out my girl for grabbing my ass one day when I was at the kitchen sink, and I told her, we had a real good understanding. Don't you ever in your fucking life touch my ass again. I don't care what you do.
Hey, well, stop.
Don't touch my ass. Stop, Jeremiah.
Now, I done seen plenty of women grab their man's butt now. Come on, Jeremiah. You're going a little too deep now, I believe. Jeremiah, I need a good answer.
Hey, dog, Jeremiah, I don't even believe in that good. Hey, dog, let me tell you this, man. This might step on somebody's toes, and they going to rethink life. I don't even believe in that good game coach shit. You know what I'm saying? Good game coach, and a nigga slap you on your ass. An ass slap is an ass slap, and I don't play with people slapping or touching my ass, man. Now, that's one thing.
Jeremiah,
I play a lot, but that's off limits. Jeremiah, anytime you get a nigga on the basketball court, dog, go ahead.
Hold on, Jeremiah. You're going to be the star witness. If anybody on the phone can come in here and help me on this, I didn't want this to go. I was just going to ask Jeremiah this question, and I was going to get on out of here. But I don't agree. Jeremiah, I done seen thousands of women slap their man on the butt and everything. I done seen that now, Jeremiah. Yeah. I don't agree with that. Somebody come on in and help me with this one.
Well, I'm going to say this while they're coming on, dog.
Okay, hold on.
I'm
going to
say this
while
they're coming on.
In sexual
relations, dog, you have what's called a dominant and a submissive, okay? So any woman that you see be dealing with, she's a submissive. I don't care how beautiful you see her, she's a submissive because I'm a dominant, which means I like to dominate. The only thing to keep my dick hard is being able to dominate and a bitch being
submissive. I ask you this question. Okay? Technically, I wasn't really asking you this question just for your own personal experience. I was asking you for a general life experience because maybe you might have known something.
Right.
I see, Jeremiah, I really don't agree with you.
I'm about to tell you something else, dog, if you listen to this right quick.
Oh, no.
So when you have a dominant and a submissive, right, the dominant will show dominance in all areas of life. So smacking your man on the ass and him being okay with it, you are showing that you are the dominant in that relationship, which means that nigga
somebody,
got to be somewhere.
Hold up, Jeremiah. Come on in here, 706-93-23. You got somebody on there want to say something? Because I don't agree with this, but
hey,
somebody
dog.
Talk to me.
Hey, yeah. Dog, man, I got to agree with him, man. I can't stand a woman kissing my ass, boy. That's up. My wife won't put her hand back on my ass. I don't play that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be funny now. I ain't trying to make no joke. But I done seen thousands of other jokers. A woman slap that man on the butt, man. And then somebody else, can anybody else hit the one button and elaborate on this stuff and be nice with it? Jeremiah over there.
I'm here, dog. Hey, just think about it, dog. Anytime you've ever seen that be done, that nigga had to perch his ass up or arch his ass in some type of way.
Come on, man.
I'm being honest with you because there's only two natural instincts behind that. Your ass cheek in or parch them bitches and make them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just being honest with you, dog. For me, I can't speak for no other man. Can't no bitch slap me on my ass and
somebody,
say
about it. Okay, all right, hold on.
Nah, I'm going to let you know. Jeremiah,
yeah.
Can a man slap a woman on the ass?
Yeah, a man can slap a woman on the ass. Yeah, that's, you know,
Hold up, kid. So you saying that ain't nothing wrong with a woman slapping her man or her husband on the ass. That's what you saying, right, kid?
Hold up, Jeremiah.
We heard you in Cowboy. I agree. I'm like, kid, I don't see nothing wrong with that, but somebody else hit the one button and see if we help us out because Jeremiah killing me. I called him. That's my expert witness, but Jeremiah, I think you doing that because, and I done seen a lot of loving couples slap their old man on the butt and vice versa, man.
All right, so I got a question for you, dog. What happens if she slaps him on, let's say he's standing in the kitchen at the refrigerator after just fucking, and he butt-ass naked, and she say, good game, and slap him on the ass, but her finger accidentally slipped and hit his asshole. Now, is that fair game? How you feel about that?
Well, see, Jeremiah, that what I'm going to say is now, I don't consider myself no gay guy or no faggot, but I done had a woman grab me on the ass and, somebody help me, man. Cowboy said he don't stand for that shit neither.
I'm with you, Cowboy. I don't play the ass games, man. Hey, you can come grab this little Joe Polish. Now I think there's a difference in that. Her slapping me on the ass and then just coming and grabbing my dick. I've had people walking to me and just put her hands down my pants.
Hold on. I got 92 people on this phone, and I know we ain't. And I'm trying to be nice today. I ain't trying to be nasty. I'm finna stop being nasty. I'm gonna take a vacation for a couple of weeks and see how it work out. I'm gonna stop doing something. But this I had to know because I had some stuff I was going to expose, but I'm not going to do that. I just want to know. But I know good and well out of 93 people on this phone today right now, somebody on here beside me and kid said it ain't nothing wrong with a woman slapping her man on the butt. Ain't no way in hell you going to tell me that. Ain't no way in the hell you ain't telling me, Jeremiah, you been pouring the cold to your old girl and she ain't grab your butt, Jeremiah, and she ain't put them, dig them fingers in your butt, Jeremiah.
Mm-mm. I don't play like that, dog. Hey, dog, let me say this, because we ain't on FaceTime. If I was to get my bitch on the phone right now and not say nothing,
click
you off directly. No, I'm just saying.
Listen here, dog.
If I did that right now, I'm just hypothetically speaking, and I got on the phone and I said, things you better not do to me or play with me with, she going to say, lying to you about money and touching your ass. I'm telling you what she's going to say. Because I almost killed the bitch in my house. I told her. And I had to explain to her because we was new to dealing with each other when she played with it. And I told her, hey, whatever you do, don't ever touch my ass again because it feels uncomfortable. I don't care what part of my ass you touch, it's going to feel uncomfortable. When I used to play and wrestling, all of that shit, man, I played wrestling. I tried to play football, all that. All of that good game shit, I never liked that. Don't play that shit with me, dog. Hey, I don't even play like that. I don't even – let me tell you something, man. It's gay to me, unless you're in prison, to shower in front of another nigga without drawers on. That shit is gay to me, bro.
But, Dad, you ain't never been in the military or nothing, man.
Let me say this, dog. I've never been in the military, and I've never been to the penitentiary. In the penitentiary, pretty sure you have to shower like that unless you got an extra pair of drawers and you shower with your drawers on. But I don't feel comfortable showering in front of another nigga because, listen, man, no matter what, instinct, your eyes got to drop, man. They got to drop. So now that's the same thing as these little young punk-ass niggas wearing these pants with their assholes sagging, walking down the street. Nigga, you forcing me to look at your ass. Because while I'm looking in disgust, but I got to look and be like, that dirty-ass nigga got his motherfucking drawers down. And that's another thing. These grown-ass men out here with their pants sagging.
Jeremiah, I need you to just slow down and kind of listen because you the star witness, but you need to let other people give us. Now, I just got a text from a woman said you speaking right. I got a text from a man said you've been ass raped. So I'm still 50-50 right now, Jeremiah.
Well, listen, dog. Let me tell you this. I crack all the jokes in the world. I've dealt with some of the most freakiest bitches in the world, I believe, right? I just don't play with the asshole thing with a man. That's an off-limit situation. You can suck my dick. You can suck my balls. All of that good shit, man. I've had another situation happen, and I said, oh, shit, oh, wait a minute. But hold on, bitch. We ain't going to play like that, you know? So what I'm saying is, in that situation, anytime you willingly, and then my part is this, anytime you get a nigga to arch his leg up while a bitch is doing certain things, watch out for that nigga, baby girl, because he a fag. Anytime you get a nigga to hold his knees while you sucking on his balls, he wants you to touch that asshole. Be careful. There's a lot of down low ass niggas that's on his phone right now, and that's why they don't want to talk about it because they feel like the truth is going to come out that they be liking their assholes played with. But I don't give a fuck what a nigga say about me. I know what I do behind the door. And a bitch
I ain't said I
like
it. I ain't said I like it, Jeremiah. But, I mean, I done had plenty of women grab my ass. I had plenty of women hit me on their ass, man.
But, dog, you should damn near feel uncomfortable every day you wash up because you got to wash your ass, man. You should feel uncomfortable, man. Like, you shouldn't. Now, I'm going to say this, dog. I'm going to say this.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7-0-6-5-2.
We don't necessarily need Trigger. We just need somebody. We don't just need no specific person. Hold on a minute. I hope this ain't on a damn. Don't come in there cussing nobody out, Ken. Don't come in there cussing. We just talking. Don't come in there cussing nobody out now. I know that's
who cussing somebody out? What are you talking about?
I'm just letting you, I'm just saying don't cuss them out yet.
Yeah.
I just came on. I wanted to know what the topic was. I heard somebody talking about the ass and shit. I'm trying to know what the topic is.
Don't, if you don't know the topic,
wait,
don't worry about it.
If you don't mind.
If you don't know the topic, you don't
sit
back
me.
And listen. Sit, I ain't telling you. I'm on mute for a minute.
I can
though.
Tell
just
you one
mute.
Thing, dog.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's nothing wrong with your woman. There's nothing wrong with your woman touching you. There's something wrong if a motherfucking man touches you. Well, what's wrong if that's
okay,
your woman?
Okay. Hold up. Hold up.
Mm-hmm,
that's
exactly.
The question. Hold up. That is the question. That's the question I asked. You know, anybody asking about the other stuff.
When the dog, he said no.
Yeah, will you shut up, man? Damn it, to be answering the question.
Yeah, but I'm just saying though, you being biased and shit. I'm tripping out on you right now. I don't understand.
All right, I'm gonna close the mic. The question was, Chef Lee, was, is it anything wrong if your woman touch you on the butt like that? Now it went from. It went from at first a dildo up your. It went from a, whatever. We just said, was it wrong if a woman, if your woman touched you on your ass? That's what it went from. Now,
okay.
Some people
no,
say they don't want them to touch
what,
their ass at all.
Why would it be something wrong with your woman touching your booty? Now, it's I
here
think there's something wrong with a woman putting a dildo in your ass. Something wrong with
mm-hmm.
you. You like men.
Okay.
But. I don't see nothing wrong with your woman slapping you on the ass. Y'all might be in the shower. She might slap you on the ass when you dry it off. What's wrong with that?
We still 50-50 with that. I'm with okay, Skin, we still 50-50. I'm with you. Me, you, and kid said the same thing. Cowboy Jeremiah, a couple more jokers saying no. I got a woman text me. She said, hell no. So I'm still I'm in the
rest of the Willie dog, let me say this, though. If we all, goddamn it, we play basketball or football and we in the shower and a nigga smacked me on my ass, he got to get fucked up. He
now
never been doing
that. Y'all stop putting scenarios in it. We ain't asking for scenarios. We asking for answers. We ain't asking for scenarios. And Jeremiah did say that, though. He did say that for the Jeremiah is the problem. Don't put scenarios in it. Just leave it alone. Anybody else knew? Anybody else got anything to say? We ain't put no... Jeremiah, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Does anybody else feel that your own woman can't slap you on your ass? Hold on a minute. Ben, is that you? 478-0103? 478-0103. Hey, man, whoever got the noise got to do something about the noise now. Somebody got to do something about the noise. Somebody got to do something about that noise.
That ain't none of me.
Okay. I didn't say it to you. I didn't say it to you. I asked you. You hit the one button.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't feel.
Hey, Willie dog.
They did do it, but like it's just like. Skin,
be quiet when somebody else is talking, please. Right now, just wait your time, please.
I ain't heard nobody say nothing, man. I just I was gonna ask you a question. I ain't heard nobody say nothing. Stop talking. They talked over me.
Yeah. Skin, please be quiet for a minute, please. Come on, Ben.
Now, if that's your lady, I don't feel proud. Just say hypothetical. But you and your lady in the bed, and then y'all make a love, and she just grab your ass and squeeze it. I don't feel proud with it.
Okay. All right. That's Brother D-Line.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I have sent you a couple of texts, but I see you're busy. But we had a couple of young men say they don't want the woman to touch them back there. And my question to them is that, and I know one that's talking, he lets it be known that he's very freakish. What would you say if she put her tongue down there and she started licking you on your backside? You're not going to tell her don't do it again. But then you would tell her you don't want to touch
her. I ask you not to put nothing in my scenario. I just want to know the question.
Reason I said that, dog, is because they say they don't want to touch them, and that's touching them. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowing yourself to be touched in. So what you're really saying, you want to be touched in certain ways, but you don't want to be touched in certain ways.
Hold up, B. Jeremiah, answer that question.
I can answer,
Jeremiah is the main... Will y'all be quiet? It's Jeremiah first, and then And if y'all admit Jeremiah fell off. Jeremiah was first because he's the one I had asked. But who else? Who said they can answer? Who said that? Who said that?
Cowboy.
Come on, Cowboy.
Well, see, my wife, well, no, okay, if a lady know that you don't play that, they ain't going to play around your ass.
Okay.
It can be no fun to jump. You know, no, they ain't going to even lick around your ass.
Okay. But don't put your wife in that, Cowboy. We just talking in general.
Any lady know that you don't do that, they ain't going to lick around your ass.
Right.
If you tell them, okay, know what lady?
Yeah, right. I see. Come on. Y'all hold up. Hold up, Red. Just be cool, Red. You done brought up a good point. Just be quiet. You done brought up a good point. Mm-hmm. Come on, Skin.
Let me say this real quick. When someone is talking, a lot of times they're not over talking. There's a delay in when I say something and then when you hear.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I got you. Now, I want to know that question you just brought up now, baby. That's a good one. Skin. Come on, Skin. What you had to bring in there, Skin?
I got something else. I was going to say something else, but they said some other stuff. But what I was going to say was, I don't know who said it, and ain't no offense to nobody, but whoever said that they don't want their lady patting them on the butt, because I'm just talking about a pat. I'm not talking about no sticking no fingers in there.
That's where we started at, was just a pat. It was just a pat at first. That's where we started at. It was just a pat on the butt.
Patting on your butt, whether it's naked or whether you got your pants on, I don't see a problem with that. The people that probably see a problem with that, and I say it probably not, they might have been touched before the wrong way or something, you know. Cause,
oh, man.
You know, they might have been a victim or something. That's all I can say.
Oh, man.
I don't see what's wrong with that. And when you go down the basketball court, you let the man pat you on the butt. Or when you're at the football field, you let the man pat you on the butt. So I don't know.
Okay. All right. Hold on. 936-6694. Who we got? 936-6694. Who we got? You must be over there getting patted on the wrong
door. Can I say something? And I guess Ken really just said it, because I've been playing sports all my life, and that's something I had to get used to. That's a thing in sports where, you know what I mean, you hit a shot, good tackle, whatever, they pat you on your ass. I got past that. So, you know what I mean? I'm like, Ken, I don't see an issue with that. Now, can't no woman broke my ass or, you know what I'm saying, grab my ass like I grab hers. No. But, you know what I mean, if you walking by or whatever, you know, she pats you on your, I ain't never seen nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't going to make no big habit out of her. You know what I'm saying? She pat me on my ass outside in front of people, you know what I mean, no shit like that. But, you know, do I make a big deal out of it if I'm in the kitchen and she will, you know, walk past and do it? No, I don't make no big deal out of it. No.
All right, well, I still ain't got nowhere. We still 50-50. I still ain't got my question now.
Yeah, I'm 50-50.
It's all in how it's done, dog. I really feel that it's all in how it is done.
I've been playing ball all my life.
And then there's another thing. It's called each his own. You know, just some may like it and then don't. Just some may accept it and that one won't. You know. That's just the perks of life. But I tell any man, like I said earlier, and, you know, the preacher ain't always been a preacher. He used to be a man of the streets before. But I tell any man this. You set up and man say what they won't do and what they're going to allow them to do. But when they get up in that bedroom and she decides that she's polishing that head, if she go on and keep that tongue moving, ain't that a man on this phone going to tell the truth and say he's going to stop her?
All right, we ain't got to elaborate.
There's a lot of us alive. But if you tell the truth, the man will stop from polishing that head and waxing that butt.
All right, okay. All right, D, we got it.
Hey, guys, I'm going to stop with D because I don't want no head.
I'm closing it. I got it. I told y'all we weren't going to be on there long. I told y'all I just asked the question. We didn't got that. We didn't get, well, we got 50-50 answers. I'm sorry I brought it up. I told y'all I'm not even going to be doing these shows here much longer. Only shows I'm going to be doing is Ernie and the prayer shows. I ain't going to do no more. I'm taking me a break for about a couple of weeks. But anyway, if anybody got any announcements on any racing, hit the one button. If you got an announcement on racing, hit the one button. If not, I'm going to get out of here. I don't even want to play no more. I'm going through something right now. I don't want to play no more. Let me see here. I just wanted to find out that discretion is the key. And I thank all y'all. It was some good answers, but it still was 50-50. So I reckon it's just the answer is I don't know the answer. Okay. Anybody got anything, I'm finna go. If y'all ain't got nothing, I want to apologize to my audience. But from now on out, if you don't want to hear the tech talk and if you don't want to hear the prayer show, for about a couple, 3 weeks or so, you might not want to tune into my show because I ain't doing that. I'm a little bit discombobulated right now, and I apologize to all y'all for being that way. So if anybody got nothing to just talk about racing this week, we're going to be down in Macon. Mike, he is untamed. If he don't want to come on here and say nothing about it, thank y'all for listening. I apologize. God bless y'all.